Welcome to Mamahood is a Trip, the podcast where we fully embrace the raw motherhood movement and all of the wild, wonderful, and why is this wet moments. Oh yeah, did we mention we're traveling full-time in an RV? Time to welcome your host, Ashley Cluck. And buckle up, Mama, because it's about to get wild.
Hey, Mama. Welcome back to another episode. I am currently sitting in my husband's work truck, sweating my ass off to batch record a couple episodes because it is super loud in our camper and this mic just picks up everything. So I can't even sit in here with the AC on or you would hear it and it would sound like, I don't know, a train or something going by. So I'm suffering. I just want you to know. I am going to start a new series here on the podcast and it may be once a month that I do this, once every 2 months. I'm really not sure, just kind of whenever inspiration strikes, but we're calling it Mama Diaries. And it is exactly what it sounds like, throwing it back to like my 14-year-old self who loved writing in diaries. And that's basically what it is. I'm just going to be sharing whatever's on my heart at that moment. And we're just going to go with it because I need a place to spill. And you know, this is the perfect place to do that. So I hope you enjoy it. I will promise that you will probably either laugh, cry, or both at the same time. I don't know, as these entries go on. So we're just going to dive in.
Today's episode is brought to you by Tuck and Bundle, a mama-run and veteran-owned brand dedicated to helping parents get more done while staying present. Custom made from buttery soft micromodal fabric, their baby wraps are designed for comfort and versatility so new parents can enjoy being hands-free while soothing and bonding with babe in any outfit year-round. You can shop their collection at tuckandbundleshop.com.
I old school, so I didn't have a notebook. I actually wrote this first entry laying in bed late at night listening to my husband snore next to me. So I'm thinking I need to get like a physical diary, like a new diary to write these entries in. Very nostalgic. So, okay, here we go. Entry number one. Oakley is 8 months old now, which means we've been on this breastfeeding journey for 8 months too. She no longer wants to nurse while cradled in my arms like a little baby. She wants to sit on my lap and nurse sitting straight up, which makes it really hard to hide in public. But you know what? It's like at this point, if you really want to see these breastfeeding boobs, then by all means, so be it. Our goal was to breastfeed for 12 months. And now that I have more time behind me than in front of me, it makes me a little sad. And while I'm in no rush to stop breastfeeding, I cannot freaking wait to be done pumping. Technically, I know I don't even have to do that right now, but I do. Oakley has also started really nursing for like comfort and love, and it's so sweet. Like when she was a newborn, I feel like it was all about satisfying a need, right? Like a need for hunger. And now that she's older, I can tell by her body language when she's nursing for comfort or nursing because she's hungry, and it's just, ugh. Both of them, of course, such a strong connection and bond, but when she's nursing just because she wants to be close to me, it's just, oh, it gives me all the warm fuzzies inside. And it's weird because our emotions as mamas, there are so many times when it's like, oh, I just want to bottle that moment up and relive it every single day. And others, when I'm trying to hop on a Zoom call and she's being extra clingy, I'm like, damn, I wish I had a babysitter. But let me be perfectly clear. Oakley is 8 months old, and the longest period of time that I have been away from this baby is like 3 hours, 2 or 3 times max to get my hair done. That's it. We have no babysitter. We travel for Jake's job, and he works a lot, works very hard providing for us. So it's just me and her most days. So you could say that I need a break, like a day at the spa. I don't even know why I really wrote that because I legit have never been to a spa. I've never gotten a massage. Like, I know that I'm missing out. So anybody want to send me a gift certificate, send me a DM, okay? Like, you know, a full day of shopping or, you know what? Actually, a day in bed alone sounds even better. I miss sleeping in. And the mom guilt is still here. I could feel it creeping up as the word break came out of my mouth. Like having a full day to myself would make me a bad mom. Like what? Sometimes I wonder how I would feel if I went to work at an actual place of business instead of working from home. Would I feel more balanced? like motherhood hasn't swallowed me up whole. I'm not really sure. I miss adult conversations on a regular basis. I can tell you that. I miss regular human interaction. But mom guilt, I know she wouldn't be far behind me, reminding me of all the moments I'd be missing because I wasn't at home with her. Grass is always greener, right? I've been in freelance digital marketing for the past 5 years. And while building a business with a baby isn't the easiest thing to do, it's possible. And more than that, allows me to have a flexible schedule so I don't miss out on these moments with her. That isn't to say that it doesn't come without stress or frustration. There are days when I get nothing done. And as a very type A planner, can't live without a content calendar person, I get really down on myself if nothing gets checked off my to-do list. But the older Oakley gets, the more I realize that parenting requires flexibility, just like I talked about in the last episode. And if I want to continue building a successful business, I've got to think outside the box as to how I make my money. Trading time for money anymore just isn't cutting it. For example, if you're a business owner and you're on social media, you know how popular video content is. And if I'm being honest with myself, I've been half-assing my own marketing because I've been so buried in client work. And enough is enough. I'll never get to where I want to be if I don't put my own marketing first. The business model I created has the potential to make 5-figure months. It sounds like a dream to me, but it's going to require a serious commitment and the balancing act that we as working moms, whether from home or at an office, face is tough to say the least. Before becoming a mom, I worked all the time, rarely had what I would consider a healthy work-life balance. I would work all day into the night on weekends. I remember Jake used to get frustrated when I would bring my laptop with me and we were like going to the lake for the weekend or whatever. And I'm like, I gotta work. I would go through periods of burnout because I work so much. Now that I'm a mom, working that much just frankly isn't an option. I have to set boundaries around work because my responsibility and my commitment to being a mom takes priority. Oakley has taught me that no one expects or wants me to work all the time. Since we don't have a full or even a part-time babysitter for me to have like what I would call like work power hours, I've got to give myself a little more grace. And more than that, challenge myself to think outside the box. I'm really looking forward to what the next year will bring as a woman, a wife, a mother, and a business owner. I'm admiring the leaps and the bounds that Oakley makes in her development, which brings me so much joy. Watching the special moments that Jake and she spend together as father and daughter are enough to bring me to tears. And in my business, as I'm sure, the dedication and focused efforts will soon pay off. And that's it. Diary entry number one complete. Signing off until next time. All my love.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Mamahood is a Trip. Be sure to follow the podcast wherever you're listening so you don't miss one Mamahood moment. Follow along on Instagram at Mamahood is a Trip and head to our website at www.mamahoodisatrip.com to learn more and get involved. Until next time, stay wild, mamas.